Finally, as students go back to school this week after the holiday break, we recall a little American history. In the town of Salem, Massachusetts, more than 20 men and women were convicted of witchcraft and hanged in 1692. This was usually filed in your history textbook under the chapter, The Salem Witch Trials. Today, the town is a tourist attraction to history buffs and lovers of the macabre, but some Salem residents are trying to create a new public image. Joining me from Boston to discuss this is Mark Minnelli. He's a branding consultant hired by Salem. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
What is it that people in Salem are trying to move beyond?
Well, first off, I'd like to say that I think no one is trying to take the history of the witches away from Salem. It's always going to be a valid part of what the city is about. Salem has an opportunity for a couple of very interesting reasons to change its perception in a broader and more compelling way about what the city is and what it can become, and that's why we were hired.
The theme of your marketing proposal, if I understand this correctly, is if you think you know Salem, think again.
This was originally driven as a way to increase tourism in a number of different areas, and it, as we've progressed, it's actually gotten quite a bit broader than that. So I think what thinking again about Salem means varies depending on who you are. For instance, if you're that tourist coming from Japan, for instance, going through New England to see Salem and the witch history, you'd be surprised to find that the Peabody Essex Museum, which we did the branding for, opened in a grand reopening in June, and it's one of the top 20 museums in the country. It's an absolutely extraordinary museum of art and culture, and you wouldn't expect that to be there. If you're like I am, a resident in the community surrounding it, the witch history is interesting, but it doesn't get you to go back to Salem. It's that thing you mentioned in your intro in the textbook. It's not a motivator for people to come, but the incredible transformation of the retail environment in Salem and a great masala of sort of new restaurants is very motivating when I come to see the museum.
But you have kind of a good thing going there. 800,000 people a year visit Salem and bring a lot of money with them. Why would you want to mess with that?
There are a couple of reasons. I think that's a good point. We don't want to mess with them at all. We want them to continue coming. It's the problem is November 1st, because they don't come after that.
You mean they come for Halloween?
They come for Halloween. There's one cluster of activity that's 1 month long. Well, what do we do for the other 11 months? And I think it's a very different kind of thing that you want to do to try to get people to come to the city all year round. And there are some extraordinary other things that are available for people to interact with. So we want to raise the perceived quality of the city the rest of the year. We want them to come more often and stay longer.
So you're trying to make it a little more respectable.
Yes.
So does that mean getting rid of the witches that are on the doors of police cruisers?
No, not at all. Well, this is a little bit hard to talk about on the radio because part of what the campaign is about are a series of visual puns. So some of those puns might be, there's a great game fish here called the striped bass, and someone's, you saw that classic photo of when you're holding the fish up. Well, it's sideways on the billboard, so the fish is standing straight out, and tag might be Unexpected Salem, or if you think you know Salem, think again. We also did other things where you have Salem blue skies, but the word blue is in green. So they're just puns about changing
spooky,
what you
spooky,
think
spooky.
About. That's not the adjective I would hope to use. But
I'm sorry, I can't resist. Mark Minnelli, a branding consultant trying to remake Salem's image, thank you very much.
Thank you.